Father, we thank you for this great day that you've given to us. We thank you that you've given us a pleasant night of rest and sleep. We are refreshed, and we've risen up to give you praise on this wonderful day. We declare this day holy ground in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless your name. Today's Wednesday, July 10th, and you're dialed into Maximum Radio, and you're on the program Global Time, Jesus Christ. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I'm honored to be your prayer partner for the next 30 minutes. And I want to send a hearty welcome to all our prayer partners and friends around the world. We thank you for joining us on this day, giving God some of your time, a first choice of your time. Our theme today is Light of the World. And that is taken from the fact that in the Gospel of John, in chapter 8 and verse 12, it reads this way: Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. If we make an analogy with the sun, he is so much more brilliant and brighter than the sun that lights up our day today as we wake up to this brand new day. And he says, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness. Friend, you are not walking in darkness. You have the light of the world shining brilliantly in you, around you, and before you. Those of us that are joining right now live, once again, we welcome you to this broadcast. And today we plan to continue to walk in the light that he has given us. And the light he has given us is that we should come before his throne and ask. He's our Father, and he loves for us to ask. Sometimes we don't want to ask because we've been trained and cultured in a way that causes us to want to be independent. Well, relationship with our Father through Jesus Christ calls for great humility and dependence. And I can tell you, he is awesome. He is with you. He is with us all day long. Before we go into prayer, let me just share a brief word of encouragement and what I believe is insight with you. Quite often I'm sitting at a window in our home or out on the patio, and I find myself, particularly early in the mornings, find myself transfixed watching a little animal like the squirrel and watching the antics of the squirrel as they are up to feed early in the morning. Like us, they're up early. And I'm reminded of their tininess among all of the things that are happening in anyone's day. And they're almost unnoticeable if you're used to seeing them. And I think of how God is in our lives every day, and he's there even in the small things. And often we miss observing his presence because sometimes we're looking to feel something, and it's not necessarily a feeling. But if we make it a habit of paying close attention to the small things, of course, when Barnum and Bailey, the circus, with the big elephants and tigers and lions and giraffes are moving down the street, obviously we notice that. But these little things, these little squirrels are so ordinary and every day and all day that they can get lost in the sauce, so to speak, and we don't notice them. Well, that is the way the grace and goodness of God is with us, on us and around us. He's there in the smallest details. And I find I'm learning how to praise him. When you hear people say, well, we should worship the Lord all day long, we should praise him all day long, and we're thinking that we have to have a separate service, you know, a lunch break or something. No, there's such a heart of praise that one has as one observes the little things that God is involved in all day. And oh, what joy it brings. So I just wanted to share that with you. I thought it may encourage your heart, because it certainly encourages my heart. And I'm so thankful that God is who he is in the earth today. Well, this is the third day of what those of the Islamic faith called Ramadan. And we have committed ourselves to praying for the Islamic nations and persons around the world. So every day we're focusing some of our time on just one of the Islamic nations that make up the League of Arab Nations. And today we're praying for the United Arab Emirates. That's a nation out in the Middle East with a population of about 2.5 million persons. 80% of them are Sunni Muslims, and 16% are Shiite Muslims. There's no stats on or if there are any Christians. But that's the general picture of that nation. Yesterday we prayed for Egypt, along with Jordan, that God is responding to their need to avert and prevent civil war. And so there are negotiations that are going on. And an interesting note is that the nation that we're praying for today, the United Arab Emirates, along with Saudi Arabia, just gave Egypt several billion dollars to help them with their economic crisis. That was just on yesterday. So we thank God. So let us pray for the United Arab Emirates. In Genesis 12, 2 and 3, God said to Abraham, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." In Galatians 3 and 8, it says, "And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen," meaning the Gentile nations, "through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed." Our Heavenly Father, we visit this promise that you gave to Abraham, and we see it even now reaching around the world, around the globe, for all of the families in all of the nations, without exception. So we ask that the blessing of repentance and faith, that by your Spirit you would rain that upon these Arab and Muslim nations, and we loose them. You said whatsoever we loosed loosed in earth will be loosed in heaven. Whatsoever we bind on earth would be bound in heaven. Today we loose them to turn to you. We send the word of deliverance that shatters the yokes, the chains, and the strongholds. By your Spirit, draw them to yourself. We thank you for that. And we say to any of those nations that may be listening right now, believing in Christ Jesus will draw every family into the blessing and promise that was given to Abraham. We thank God for the blessing and for the covenant promise given to Abraham. May God bless the nation of the Arab, United Arab Emirates, population 2.5 million approximately, blessing all of the Sunni Muslims, blessing all of the Shiite Muslims, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, doesn't that sit well in your spirit as you know that we are putting God's heart towards all of his creation? Once again, we thank all of you for joining us on this day, and I'm Aubrey Gregory, your host of the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. Now, those of you who have been listening to us continually, I want to thank you. I also want to welcome you to share your prayer requests, the things that weigh on your heart that the Holy Spirit has placed there to lift up. It may be for a relative, a friend. It may be for your community. It may be for your workplace. It may even be for your church. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Just give voice to it. I don't know if someone is trying to get our attention. I hear sounds that are not clear. There may be a bad connection. And if we're not able to hear you clearly, we do apologize. We do apologize for that, technical glitch, as I would call it. We're listening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name. Someone is praying, but we're unable to hear them clearly. However, God bless you, and may your prayer request be heard on high at the throne. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for answering prayer. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, which prevails over everything. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Well, while we're waiting for prayer requests, I would ask you to join me in praying. We want to continue to have the victory. I don't know about you, but we've been experiencing victory all this week. And it's not a surprise, because that's what we ask God to do. And he has overruled and ruled over, continually, and this is Wednesday, the 10th of July, and he has proven himself faithful. And we want to continue to pray rightly and correctly. And one of the ways that I believe we should be doing that, because we are in constant warfare, is to pray concerning the binding of the enemy's eyes and ears. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that the authority and the power that you've given to us through the great victory of Christ on the cross and over death, how he was resurrected and then exalted to sit at your right hand, ruling over all. Right now we ask that you would cleanse and wash us, even as we make our petitions known. Forgive us for all our sin and our trespasses. We thank you, Lord, that we can experience continual cleansing and washing every day to remove the stains that accumulate just as a matter of life on a daily basis. So we thank you for the promise that you've made and that you keep your promise, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We receive your cleansing today through the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. Father, we bind all Satan's evil, wicked, demonic, lying, unclean, perverse, tormenting spirits and strong men and messengers with the authority that you've given to us. We cancel all the assignments of the adversary on this day. They're all canceled, and we give orders to the adversary and his minions to flee seven ways in the name of Jesus, leaving your people free on this day. We send the word that bind the eyes and blind the eyes of the adversary. Blind the eyes of the demonic team in the name of Jesus. Cause their ears to be deaf to our prayers and to our conversations and actions in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the conquering lion of Judah. Bind their works and command them not to manifest in our presence or in the presence of any person, nation, or entity that we are praying for or praying around on today. Bind them from the presence of anyone that we have prayed for today. Bind them from being in the presence of our homes, our vehicles, our offices, our properties, our buildings, our places of our employment, our businesses, our ministries, our marriages, our finances. Satan, loose in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shut any doors that needs to be shut. Lock them in the name of Jesus and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and natural realms of our lives in the name of Jesus' holy name. Heavenly Father, we apply the blood over those doorways and ask the enemy be rendered powerless, harmless, so they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to our homes, our properties, our vehicles, or places of work or businesses or finances, our minds, our ministries, our spouses, our children, our spouse's workplace, the children's schools, their workplaces, our friends and loved ones. In Jesus' holy name, and to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Anyone listening, please take that prayer and those prayers personally. Lay hold of them for yourself and for those for whom you would intercede on this day. You're special in God's plan and purpose, and you're functioning just as He would have you function. You're up early, just like Jesus did. He did it very early, every day. And He got with the Father, and that allowed Him to have the authority and power that we now enjoy. And we maintain that authority and power as it relates to our particular lives and situations by following His pattern, which you are doing. Feel the flood of faith in your heart even now as you realize that God is pleased with you for joining in this prayer session and to pray God's purposes into manifestation. Feel the powers and energies of heaven surging in your spirit right now. That's the pleasure of God, the joy that comes when we please Him and we agree with Him. This is a powerful relationship that you and I are nurturing, and we are nurturing with our Father through Jesus Christ, who's our Lord and King. He's not going to be king. He is already the King. He sits on the throne at the right hand of His Father. And we are in the throne room in His presence. We're communing with the King. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're invited to give a praise report or a prayer request even now, as we have a few minutes still in our prayer time, and we would want to give you the opportunity to pray what the Holy Spirit has put in your heart. Feel free to join us now.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Welcome.
Good, Father.
Good morning.
Good morning,
to you.
This is
good
Sister
morning.
Christine.
Yes,
I
our familiar sister.
Thank God.
Okay.
Hello.
We're listening. Yes, you're still there.
Yes, this is Sister Christine. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor.
Good
I just
morning.
Want to thank God this morning for sharing our lives for yet another day, for blessing us with new mercies, and for forgiving us for our sins. I just want to have a prayer support. I just want to thank God for traveling mercies. I went to Virginia to visit my daughter on July 4th, and we came back last night, and I just want to say thank God for such a wonderful time with my family and for bringing us back safe to New Jersey.
Yes, yes. Thank God for that. We praise Him. And do you know it is God's will that you would take time out to visit with family?
Yes.
Family are a foundation for all of us. If you recall, and He said to Abraham, He says, and all the families of the earth will be blessed in thee. Yes, God is concerned about families. You can believe that. He is concerned about every single family. And I know our lives are hectic and busy. There's tremendous demand on our time all day long. But it's a blessing when we are able to chisel out moments to be with family, setting aside our normal hectic agenda and visiting. That is a blessing. And in so doing, we get to rub off Christ on the other members of our family just by being close. And wherever we are, the presence of God is. Wherever we are. And it's not about a feeling, it's just about a promise. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Ever. I'm with you always. Well, that is true no matter where we go. So thank you for that praise report and for that prayer of thanks, because those are not the big miracles. Those are the squirrels, the little squirrels in our lives that give contrast to our lives between the big or large and the small, tiny things. And we don't want to miss the tiny things. So thank God for that praise report. And for anyone else who is contemplating traveling, even now we want to offer a prayer to the Lord. Father, we thank you for the highways, the airways, the railways, the thoroughfares that are there, and all the modes of transportation, personal and public, that are available to move us around as we desire to go about our business and to visit, even on this vacation season. Father, and for those who are even wanting to have a vacation that but are unable to, we ask that you would bless them. Open the way, because you are the light of life. You're the light of our lives. And we shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So we pray the light of life that shines in through your Son, Jesus Christ, be available to guide those who desire a vacation, even now, a break, a rest, some rest and relaxation. We speak that over all that are listening, live and streaming. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I trust that our faith is being expanded even now as we walk with the King on this day. Don't worry about tomorrow yet. Let's just focus on today and every moment of this day. The little squirrels that we talked about, watch the little things and you'll sense and know that God is with you. As you pay attention to the small things all day long, how He is with you, He is blessing and keeping you. He's God of His promise. He's a covenant-keeping God. He says, I have good thoughts concerning you for a good end. In the name of Jesus, may God bless you and keep you all this day. In Jesus' name, we pray. We love you with the love of the Lord. Walk with the King today.
Amen.
Thank you.